Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to another fantastic episode of the Business Creators Radio Show. Tuning into us means we help you win at the game of business and marketing so you can thrive from your intersection of your brilliance and your passion. As the name says, we are business creators. We have our entrepreneurs, small business owners, local business owners, marketing and business coaches, consultants, and mentors also tune in, folks who help others create their businesses, the ones we call the business creators. And we have the do-it-yourselfers who like to have your own hands on the levers. If you are one or more of the above, please take a moment, explore episodes, and discover how we help you win at the game of business and marketing. My name is Adam Homey. I am your host, and I am honored by your wise decision to tune in and invest in yourself today. And this episode is something that I am on the edge of my seat to share with you. When you hear who our guest is going to be and what we're going to talk about, you're going to recognize that this could be a very important next few minutes for you. I go on social media and I see pretty much everybody's doing video. I don't have cable. I spend a lot of time streaming YouTube videos for my entertainment and my infotainment. And I think that a lot of it might be noise. So what I've wanted to do here for Business Creators Radio Show is bring on somebody who understands the power of video as a way to communicate with others and for business owners and business creators to implement to wow their clients and customers. And this is why I'm so excited that today we're going to discuss how to use video in your marketing to get more clients. And to share with us on this topic, we have none other than Jason Shao, who is the co-founder and chief video officer of a little company that you have heard of called Animoto. Animoto is an award-winning online video maker that makes it easy for anyone to create professional quality marketing videos, even if they have no technical skills and have never created a video before. Most of our listeners have heard of Animoto, and that part of the reason may be because Animoto has certified partnerships with little companies that you might have heard of once or twice, like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and the Small Business Administration. So without further ado, let's introduce Jason Shao. Jason, come on in. The weather's fine.
Hi, Adam. Thanks so much for having me. It's a real privilege.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Before we dive in, and I know you have a ton of information to share with us today, and our listeners have a few great questions for you that we hopefully will have a chance to ask during our time together. What we like to do here at the Business Creators Radio Show is just take a quick step back and find out a little bit more about Jason the man, and just tell us a little bit about your journey and what's brought you to where you are today, serving business creators from your intersection of your brilliance and your passion.
Sure thing. Wow. Let's see the journey. Well, I guess believe it or not, you know, we've been at this now for just over 10 years. So I guess our journey with this whole Animoto adventure kind of started about, you know, a dozen years ago. And so as I think back on that, what was kind of interesting about that, I mean, 10 years ago in some ways doesn't seem like that long ago, but this is like the days before the iPhone. This is like when MySpace was still popular and Facebook was still kind of up and coming. And you know, now you look at where we are today with social media and video, you know, taking over and mobile having took over everything. But, you know, back then it was a good buddy of mine, Stevie, we were here in New York City working in TV, which was actually super exciting. I mean, it was like kind of our dream jobs. I was producing stuff for MTV and Comedy Central, and my buddy Stevie was doing documentary work for ABC Documentary Group. And we'd, you know, get together every once in a while and, you know, have a few drinks and just brainstorms of it. But we kind of just kept coming back to this reality that everything was just around us was just changing so fast. You know, we saw these phone things getting smaller and smaller to the point where, you know, they're like fitting in your pocket. It just seemed inevitable they're going to have like internet connection and maybe even, you know, cameras on them. This whole cloud computing thing was starting to take off. Social media was starting to take off. And so all this stuff just seemed like change was inevitable, and it just seemed to us like video had to be a part of, you know, the center of all this at some point. So we just couldn't stop thinking about it. So we kind of just started working nights and weekends on this crazy idea, purely from like a technical standpoint. We're just nerding out, like, on seeing if we could like render video in the cloud, something no one had ever done before. But you know, we thought it was going to take a few months. It took us like over a year to prove out just the basic technology. But once we did, we were kind of like, we have to give this a shot. So we, you know, quit our day jobs and gave ourselves another year to see if we can get this off the ground, pull in a couple other buddies to, you know, co-found this whole thing. And here we are, you know, 10 years later with about 100 people here in New York. And luckily, video is everywhere, and mobile and social has, you know, really played a dominant part of our lives. So I think we maybe got a bit lucky with some of our bets in the early days and our foresight. But for us, it just seemed like everything was going to change. And we couldn't resist not being part of that ride. So,
well, first of all, congratulations for seeing a curve as it was coming up. When YouTube became a thing, I had just entered entrepreneurship myself, and it was kind of fascinating to me, kind of confusing to me. And like many of our listeners, that's a boat I kind of missed out on. I did not get to be the first person to say, I have a course called How to Make Millions Using YouTube. There are also courses on how to make millions using pretty much everything. I mean, heck, I think there are even courses on how to make millions on Quora, of all things, which is a great platform, by the way. And what I found interesting, and I wanted to highlight this, is I think I heard you say that Animoto started as a side hustle until you guys quit your jobs and went all in?
Yeah, it's not necessarily, you know, like the most people don't actually talk about kind of like the logistics of how you go around starting a business. But, you know, I mean, I think for everyone listening here, they are interested. It's, you know, we were several years into, a pretty decent career, and living in New York is by no means, you have to pay rent and you have to feed yourself.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and we had significant others and stuff like that. So it's not like we were just out of college. We were, you know, like about, you know, 10 years out of college. And so we had real life facing us. So, this was kind of our way, and you know, the market was not really proven yet. The technology was, so it kind of behooved us to make sure that we had something going before we could, you know, start building a team and start raising money, because
right,
you know, otherwise it's just an idea. So so that, you know, that's kind of how we did it. We worked on the weekend, nights and weekends to prove out the technology. Once we kind of had something basic going, we were able to pull on a few more people, and then once we kind of, you know, launched and had some real users, we had enough credibility to go raise some money from family and friends, and eventually, you know, venture capitalists. And along the way, Amazon actually became an investor, which is kind of a fun story. And then, so, you know, just piece by piece, just making sure that we were, you know, that this wasn't just talking the talk, that we were actually walking the walk, doing what we said we were going to do, showing people real, you know, results, showing ourselves real results, and learning along the way. So it wasn't, you know, I mean, certainly it's starting any business is risky. We quitting our jobs and just going for it. But, you know, at least we kind of put in the work to know that we weren't completely jumping headfirst into an empty swimming pool. We were jumping headfirst into a swimming pool with maybe a foot of water, hoping that it would fill up quickly.
Yeah, and the reason I point that out is, listeners of the Business Creators Radio Show have confided in me that, yeah, they have their great social media channels, they have their business, they have this big presence, but they have this fear that people are going to find out that they're working a part-time job or driving Uber during their downtime to pay the bills, because the thing hasn't quite connected on the revenue side yet. So I wanted to share that and just highlight that for a moment, that when you have the founder of Animoto saying that Animoto started as a side hustle, that whatever you're doing out there, for those of you who are listening, keep on keeping on. You will get there. So continue to do what you're doing. Keep at it and don't give up. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's start by setting some framework here. And Jason, tell me, why do you, in your expert experience, based on your viewpoint, believe that video is the most powerful way to communicate what matters?
Well, man, I could talk all day about that. Well, you know, I mean, the punchline it's exactly what you said in the beginning. The punchline, proof is in the pudding, right? Video is everywhere today, and the reason, the why, you know, is because video is basically how people want want to consume their information and their content these days, and that's why video is everywhere. There's all sorts of really interesting stats, like stuff off the top of my head, stuff like people recall 6 times the amount of information from a video than from text, or like, you know, video generates 12 times more shares on social than text and images combined. You know, and for all of us, you know, business people out there, a great one is, you know, after watching a video, 64% of people are more likely to make a purchase online. But, you know, there are a bazillion stats, especially over the last few years, there have been so many stats and studies and tests and, you know, about the effectiveness of video. But really, you know, the why behind all of it is just video is compelling. It's how people increasingly want their information. And so what we as businesses have had to quickly learn to do is make sure that we are delivering our message, our information, our content in ways that people increasingly want, and that's video. And if you think about it from just kind of like a, I don't know, like a qualitative point of view, it's video is just so interesting because it's really like a mix of everything, right? It's visual, it's audio, it's text, it's people, it's music. It's just all these things kind of combined together. So there's almost kind of like something for everyone. And in many ways, you know, when video is actually done right, you know, when all those things come together well, it just almost kind of like you know, it's like 1 + 1 = 3. It's like all those things can really reinforce one another. So, but, you know, I think what we've seen is, you know, not just video, you know, proving itself to be compelling, but all these things like mobile and social media kind of basically putting video right in your pocket. So it's like, you know, you don't have to go home and sit down and turn on the TV or turn on your computer anymore. I mean, people are glued to their phones, which pretty much means they're glued to social and glued to video. So, you know, I think it's what businesses are learning and what we've been telling folks is video is kind of like becoming like a form of communication. Like I like to tell folks that we have to learn to speak video, right? Video is not this one-off item on your marketing to-do checklist. Like, oh, I have a video on my website. I'm done. Video is a form of regular communication, and that's really kind of what's changing with marketing these days.
You know, I've seen so many folks who were reluctant to get into video starting to do it. I personally, and I've said this so many times here on Business Creators Radio Show, the reason why we call it Business Creators Radio Show and not Business Creators TV is because God gave me a face for radio. He also gave me the voice, so I emphasize what works best. And going back 5 or 6 years, people said, "Oh, you got to do talking head videos. You got to show your face. People don't want to see PowerPoints or demos." And this is back when I was doing a lot of video tutorials where I would use Camtasia to display my screen and train people technically on how to do things. It's still something that I do as part of my consulting practice for companies that are looking to build organizational legacy for new and retaining employees, which is great. And that's where I did some of my best work. Now, lately I've been doing some live streams where I set up with my webcam and I'll speak into the camera and all that. It's not my preferred way of doing things, but I do it. And I've actually gotten some great feedback from it, so I guess I'm over that hump. It's just not my favorite thing to do, and I found that my personal teaching style involves a combination of me transmitting it through audio and being able to point to something where you can read it. I've gotten feedback when I've done speaking presentations that combination seems to get me the best reviews, and that's just me personally. So I don't want to get necessarily, although we might, but at least not right now, I don't want to quite get into whether or not you should show your face on video, because the standard answer, I believe, is yes, although I add the caveat of what works best for you. But what I'd like to hear from you as a practitioner and somebody who's hands-on with this is some cases that you've seen where a business owner could implement video in their marketing and use it to wow their clients and customers.
Well, I think there was, I mean, that just story of what you gave, I think there's just so much packed in there that I think actually, you know, everyone can really relate to. You know, believe it or not, or maybe not, you know, I hear all the time that, you know, that one of the main reasons why people don't want to get or don't get started with video is they just don't want to be, they're not comfortable being in front of a camera. Aside from the fact that there's like, I've never done this before, I have no experience, I have no time, I have no, you know, I don't have big budgets, all those other reasons. But specific to video is people are like, well, you know, I just don't want to be, I'm not comfortable being in front of the camera. But I think, you know, I think there are, when we look at the types of videos that are, that people, that businesses are creating, right? Most of them actually don't even have the, you know, the business owners or even, you know, even any people. So we think about all the type, you know, here are some of the type of videos that I think we see most small business creating. They're creating, you know, maybe like a, you know, an overview of what the company offers in terms of the product or service, how-to videos, demos, product demos, interviews, testimonials of, you know, of some of the, their customers, event recaps, announcements, you know, blog or content teasers, newsletters. And so you think about a lot of those types of videos, they don't actually have to have, you know, you or actually, you know, any people on those. In fact, when we see a lot of these videos on social media these days, if you notice, a lot of them are, you know, for example, photos and text. You can actually just grab some of the stuff that you already have. In fact, you know, you asked for some examples or stories. A great tip I'd love to just give everyone is if you're trying to figure out how to get started is start with what works. Think about what you already have in your business content-wise or what already works for you from a marketing perspective. Because, you know, in many ways, video sounds like this whole new type of marketing to learn. But I think what I love telling people is video is just a way to amplify what already works. So there's this company, Buffer, that does like social media tools. And they're also known for their fantastic blog content. They write amazing, amazing content. They do all sorts of write-ups and studies and stuff, and people love their content.
Yes, they do.
So they were trying to figure out how to get into video. So what they did is they're like, well, we have all this great blog content. Why don't we start there? All they did was they sorted their blog posts by which ones were most popular. They started with the first three. They made some short little videos that were probably like no more than 20 or 30 seconds. A couple of them, I think, you know, just kind of quickly recap some of the main points in the article. One of them, because the article was longer, kind of just teased a little bit, you know, but all of them were like, you know, if you want to read more, you know, here's the link. But basically, they were able just to kind of take what they already had, that they knew what works, and because it started with the most popular blog post, they knew that this is the stuff that would resonate with their audience. And in fact, they could just take some of the same images, you know, some of these blog posts had like little, you know, charts and graphs or some stock images. They just use those exact same things. They didn't have to go out and shoot anything. They just grabbed some things. They put in some stats, put in, you know, some text and some quotes. And literally, you know, in an afternoon, they had three great videos that were already popular. They didn't have to shoot anything. They didn't have to put any people in it. They used exactly what they had. So, to me, I love that story because there's just so much about hopefully that people can resonate with. Just think about what already works from a message standpoint, or maybe you're sitting on a bunch of great testimonials on your Yelp page or on whatever social media that you're using. And it doesn't have to be people talking. You can just, you know, start with some quotes of what people are saying about your product or stuff like that. So the point is all sorts of ways to start using video based on what you have, what you know to be successful, and without actually, you know, having to be in front of the camera.
You know, I am on your website right now at animoto.com/business, and I'm looking at some of your samples that you see when you scroll maybe a little bit more halfway down the page. And this, depending on when the listener's listening to this episode, whether they're listening to it live or whether they're subscribed to iTunes and checking it out later on, this may change depending on what categories you have, but right now you have things like real estate, fitness, photography, education, nonprofit. There are examples like, you know, you have your school newsletter, you have your workout instructional. So I like this, the bicep blast workout, where in 28 seconds, they show you exactly how to do that bicep workout. And you see step-by-step videos of people doing the various motions of the bicep workout. That's a great way to teach people how to do exercise. So I don't know if the creator of that sample went and actually had themselves filmed in a gym doing those bicep exercises, or where they found video clips to Animoto, but just to show you how powerful that is. And then the real estate ones I think are really great is these are very powerful videos that use captions and pictures, and the real estate agent himself does not have to worry about hooking up their camera, finding the right microphone, getting their tuning right, and speaking directly into the camera. They can be completely personal with their audience without having to go through all that hassle. Like, for instance, there's this one, Five Reasons Why Country Life is Better Than City Life, and there's a combination of little videos and little pictures and captions that give you the feeling of, oh, I'd love to buy a house in the country. And then we don't have to hear from the realtor because at the end it has their contact information. I mean, these are fantastic examples. And another thing I noticed is most of these are like 30 seconds long.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking, you know, these are videos for social media. So a lot of the, you know, when we think about search, people are mostly on mobile. So they're on the go. They have short attention spans. And actually, a lot of them are listening, are kind of watching without, you know, the audio even on. So, you know, so that just reminds us we not only have to keep the video short, but we have to make sure to use a lot of text to kind of reinforce what we're talking about. But I think the examples you gave are just, again, I think probably the number one question I get is just like, how do I get started? You know, I don't even know where to start. But you think about the, like, realtors, they're sitting on all sorts of, I mean, they already have great, beautiful images of their properties or of past properties or of the neighborhoods or, you know, whatever it is. I mean, they're already sitting on same, you know, you think about, anyone in the fitness professionals, they are surrounded by, you know, amazingly interesting people that would all probably love to be on camera. You know, anyone doing podcasts or anyone involved in content is constantly churning out, you know, interesting content. And so I think once you just start thinking about the ways that you naturally are regularly communicating with your audience, whether it's like, you know, whether you're doing it via email or posting a blog or, you know, on social. I mean, business owners, it's kind of our job to be regularly informing our audience about, you know, new things, about inspiring them, about educating them, about featuring stuff, about announcing stuff, revealing stuff, inviting them to do stuff, sharing stuff, explaining stuff, demoing stuff. So there is a constant need to just communicate. And so this is, again, I think the best piece of advice I can give is don't think of video as this whole new type of marketing. It's really a way to amplify what it is that you're already doing. And all of us are communicating regularly. And, you know, here's one other great piece of advice that I think has helped some folks. And this actually gets to a very practical reason why video is actually useful for you, us, the very busy business owners, is think about all the things that you're regularly having to repeat in your day-to-day business. You know, we are all having to constantly talk about, you know, what our business does or what we offer, why we're different and why we're unique. What's the story behind our business? You know, there's questions that I get asked over and over over email, or even, you know, when we're, you know, to our team or when we're building our team or hiring people, there's things that we're repeating over and over. So what are all those things that you're repeating over and over? That essentially is actually content too that you can start leveraging and putting in the video. And so not only do you know that's important content because you're repeating it, it saves you time because, you know, once you capture it in video, you can leverage that video. And, oh, by the way, that video can take on a life of its own, you know, be seen in 200 countries where, you know, you obviously can't be, and, you know, and be shared and et cetera. So there's benefits to you as a business too. It's not just, you know, something that people out there want. It can save you time if you're really focused on the stuff that you're, you know, doing over and over.
Yeah, and wanted to mention something else here. Just very briefly, I was getting ready to say before you leapt in there with your brilliance is that you were mentioning the idea of doing property listings. Well, if you go on Trulia or any other website where you can look at houses for sale, they're going to have the pictures of the house with the statistics about how many bathrooms, how many bedrooms, how many square feet, what kind of heating it has and every other thing. You can, in fact, you demonstrate how to do this, how to do a 30-second property listing where you combine all those elements into a nice 30-second video. And I also wanted to mention, just for our listeners, for those of you who have not yet cut the cord and are still watching broadcast television or cable television and you see commercials, how long are the commercials? 30 seconds. How long are a lot of these demos? 30 seconds. Notice a trend? So this is could literally take the form of creating commercials for your business without having to hire a production studio.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, what's fun, I mean, the real estate example is a great one. It's, for me, I mean, I actually am on those sites all the time because I just, like, love looking at listery property. But, you know, it's like, I always wonder, why do they have pictures over here and then the stats over here? And you're trying to kind of, it's like, with video, you can actually see the bathroom and see the information about the bathroom or see the kitchen and the information about the bathroom at the same, or about the kitchen at the same time. So, I don't know. It just makes so much sense to kind of put it all together as a kind of separate it, you know, separate pictures away from, you know, all the information. Yeah. But I think property listings are a no-brainer. But I think also, I think what's really helping businesses kind of stand out is when they, you know, if you're not comfortable being in front of the camera, then great. We gave a bazillion reasons or, you know, ways that you could get started without being in front of the camera. But what, and I think you alluded to this, Adam, is I think, you know, one of the challenges with today is there's so much content now. It's almost like we're just bombarded. It's over information, right? It's over information, and there's actually even a lot of misinformation. And I personally think one of the biggest challenges at this point is not only figuring out how to stand out from all the crap out there, all the noise out there, but also I think there's just a lot of, you know, because a lot of the misinformation out there, people actually don't know, you know, what to trust or who to trust or what information to trust. And I personally think that video is one of the best ways to, you know, to really humanize your, you know, your brand, your brand, your company. So if you can be in front of the camera, and don't worry, you don't need to be perfect. People want to, you know, like to see the real you. You know, if you can be in front of the camera, or if you can find people in your company, or you can find real customers, and you can figure out ways to humanize what you're doing, I think that goes a long way today. There's a great quote by Zig Ziglar, I think. He said, if people like you, they'll listen to you, but if they trust you, they'll do business with you, right? And so I think this is just all, today it's all about, you know, doing what's authentic, you know, so that you can really develop that trust that you need to with your audience. And so if you can, and it might be uncomfortable the first time, just like with anything you do, but you know, after you do a couple of videos, you'll probably love it. So if you can humanize your marketing efforts and put yourself in the video if you can take a challenge.
Right. Now, I'm going to be completely candid here, is I personally don't need Animoto to create Animoto results. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. I have Camtasia. I have access to platins of royalty-free images, video clips, audio clips, everything else. I know how to do captions. I know how to do fonts. I know how to do everything else. Now, pause and listen to what I'm about to say here. I'm thinking about joining Animoto myself, all that being said. Here are the reasons why. Yeah, I have Camtasia, and I know how to do this myself, but in order to create one of these videos through Camtasia, I open up the Camtasia, which I'm extremely proficient with. I've been using it for 11 years. I mean, Camtasia is like one of my go-tos when it comes to software. It's timeless for me. But I have to open up the project, then I have to do a search for my audio underlay, my images, I have to do all the call-outs and the fonts, and I have to make the images zoom in and out and everything else, and then I have to tweak it, render it, play with the audio settings and everything else. With Animoto, I can log into a control panel, do that in a couple minutes, and just bang the 30-second video out. And we look at it from a price structure. You have pricing on this website. I'm not going to say what the numbers are because I want this episode to remain timeless. But I can tell you just through personal knowledge that, and I'm predicting trends that are going to happen over the next 5 to 7 years with this, by the way, is that for the price of simply acquiring the Camtasia software amortized over 12 months of an Animoto subscription, you'll still come out ahead.
Well, listen, I think the fact that you said you've been doing this for 12 years means that you are not a video novice. You are already, you know, quite capable with video.
Right.
If not an expert, you sound pretty advanced. The stuff you're talking about is, like, you know, stuff that you have to get involved with video editors. What we and here's the thing. I'm actually, you know, I've spent my 20 plus years of my career in video. I I'm very proficient with all the, you know, Final Cut Pro and all that. I still use Animoto for most of my stuff because it's just easy. So here's what we've done, because most people out there that we talk to have zero experience with any of this, and it just sounds completely scary. Is we've basically created a drag and drop interface using building blocks. It's kind of like a toy. There's literally no way to screw up a video. You're dragging around these big blocks. And unlike a video editor where, you know, it probably takes you several months, if not years, to actually get good at it, you don't have to have any experience to, you know, drag and drop a few blocks around. And the other cool thing is we created a whole kind of collection of starter templates that we call storyboards. So, you know, if you don't know where to start or you just need some ideas, you can actually literally open up like any of those examples you gave earlier. You can just open them right up. And you're like, oh, cool, I want a top five list like that. You can open it up, drag and drop your content in, change it around, and, you know, and boom. And in a few minutes, literally, you can have a video that's yours. So the fun thing about Animoto, I mean, really, for anyone who's familiar with, like, you know, Canva or Squarespace or Wix, like, we take a lot of inspiration from them, right? These are drag and drop, you know, building block-based builders, where you literally don't have to have any experience to make, you know, beautiful websites or beautiful graphics. And, you know, I think what else is compelling too is, you know, so not only do we take all that, you know, all that work out of actually editing the video away so that you don't have to do it, but what we've found is it's really important for businesses to make sure they can make the video really match their brand, right? So making sure you can select the font that matches your brand, select all the different colors that you need to put right. your logo in, you know, maybe animated in a professional way at the beginning or end of your video, or sitting in the corner of your video the whole time, like, you know, like you see on TV. And so those are just all things that, yeah, you know, if you wanted to take a few months to learn a, you know, a video editor and do all that, you can. But with Animoto, it's just drag and drop. It's just literally drag and drop simple. And, you know, and yeah, we actually just announced the whole partnership with Getty. And so we have a whole collection of, you know, of great images and video clips. And we actually have a whole library of thousands of music pieces, of a whole collection of tracks that we did all the work to commercially license for you. So you don't even have to worry about that stuff. And that stuff can get expensive pretty quickly. So we just try to make it all just brain dead simple for you and just include everything that you need. And you can just get going and make as many videos as you want.
Right. So when people use, so finally, there's a way to use Getty Images without getting cease and desist letters.
Yeah. So we, you know, we include you know, the whole collection. You can use as much as you want. So yeah, that process, though you may have some, that process can get tedious and can get expensive. You know, so for us, it's all included, and so you don't even have to worry about that stuff.
Yeah, so I mean, just again, real quickly, because we have a lot of great questions here. To think about that is, yeah, a person can do this themselves, and if they have Final Cut or Camtasia or whatever, if you have some proficiency, you can easily whip one of these up just a little bit of your time and effort. But now you're putting in extra money aside from the software itself to acquire royalty-free art. I mean, even on sites like Dreamstime and 123RF, which are extremely popular, you're looking at about an average about $1 a pick when it comes to downloading things that are decent quality for today's browsers and today's websites, and more if you plan to print the thing. And, you know, audio, I mean, I can go to 123RF, and with the amount of points I'll use, I'll probably be about $13 into that video clip, just depending on how long I need it to be and whether it's one of those ones that can be on a continuous loop and all that. But with Animoto, what I'm hearing is you get that all included, which is absolutely beautiful. And all the things you spoke about, I think, make a lot of sense. So here are, we have some questions from listeners, Jason, if you wouldn't mind entertaining a few questions from our listeners.
Of course.
And based on where our conversation has gone, these may be things you're able to answer. These may be things that are outside your scope. These may be things that are outside Animoto's scope. So if you'll just give us the benefit of a doubt. And the first question we have comes from one of our listeners, And they're like me in the sense that they don't want to do those walk and talk selfie videos. In fact, I've said this many times on Business Creators Radio Show. If you ever see me doing a walk and talk selfie video, there is a contract out there I've hired on my own life. Just walk up to me and shoot me between the eyes because I won't do it. Now, that being said, there are folks that I know personally that are absolutely killing it doing just that. I just don't want to. To me personally, it just is not in line with what I view as my personal dignity, and that's my own personal decision. All that being said, do you find that that is a highly effective tactic, and how do you stack it up against what Animoto creates with the use of stock imagery, fonts and call-outs and background music and everything else?
Well, listen, I think that if your business is basically, you know, if you are your brand and you're an artist or a celebrity or someone where it's really just all about you and not really, you know, the company or product or service, that people do actually want to see you. But even then, you know, I'd say it's really hard to be so interesting that you can just turn on your camera on your phone and say something and be interesting. Now, if you happen to be that kind of person, or you happen to work with someone like Beyonce, where every flick of her hair, you know, can turn into a meme, or someone like DJ Khaled, where just anything he does, including walking on a treadmill or taking a bath, like people will love just because he's super funny and interesting, then great, by all means. Yeah, you should take advantage of that. But for the rest of us, which is like all of us, 99.9% of us, we aren't celebrities. We aren't famous artists. We aren't. It's not all about us. Or even if it is all about us, we can't be interesting, on a dime like that. And so, there are for people who want to peek into those types of people's lives, that's interesting. But I think, for us as businesses, what most of us are trying to do is we're trying to communicate something else. And we're not trying to communicate what I'm eating or what I'm doing or where I'm hanging out. I'm trying to communicate something about my business, about what I'm offering, about what's new, about what people are saying about how to use it, about something that's going on this weekend, or about educating folks on something that that everyone's been asking. So we have real information that we are trying to communicate. And so my tip about think about what already works for you. I think most of us as companies, what we are having to communicate on a regular basis is not about what I'm eating for breakfast or what I am doing. It's about stuff about my product, my service, my company, my team. And so that's the content that you should stick to. Don't worry what Rihanna is doing or what Drake is doing. You know, they have their own type of business. And I think, when you see the type of, videos that Animoto allows you to do, it's just, you don't need a tool to do a selfie video. You just turn on your camera and talk, right? But if you need a video where you need, professional looking text and graphics and transitions, and you need, things to sound good, with your audience, with your music, if you need your logo, if you need your colors, if you need that, if you need your videos to look professional, like they were done by a team of professionals for you, because that is a reflection of your brand, then, which I think is actually maybe something that more small businesses relate to versus that selfie video, then, a tool like Animoto is what you need. So.
Yeah. And again, I think that's a great thing to consider. Now, here's another question we have, and this goes along with what people, including their own face and their own bodies inside the videos. Does Animoto have a capability? And I tried to answer this myself. I wasn't able to do it. Maybe I was missing something. Does it have like a green screening capability where if somebody were to film a green screen video themselves, they could integrate, like let's say they're doing a 30-second commercial and like at second 20, they come in and they say something like, "You're going to love the way you look, I guarantee it," like the Men's Warehouse videos, and the guy comes on at 20 seconds and says that, and have that up against a colored background or a royalty-free image or something like that. Is that capable to import into Animoto?
Not something that specific. That's actually a pretty advanced technique. But pretty much what you can upload, you can include any video clip, you know, you want. And so there are a bunch of apps. In fact, I think the iPhone can actually even do some stuff like that. But if not, there's probably specific apps that can do that. So if you want, you know, to do that green screen thing, you can. Something that Animoto does let you do actually is if maybe kind of a great in between step of humanizing your brand is you can actually include voiceover. So maybe you don't want to put yourself on, but you know, you can kind of talk through, for example, if it's a product demo or something like that, you can talk through what it is you're showing. And so there's tools to help you to be able to do that. I think the green screen thing is a bit more of an advanced technique, and it's also actually really hard to make to do and look good. But if anyone wants to know more about that, I have some experience with that. But that's a great question.
Right. So what I'm getting from that is if you have the capability separately already, get all that green screening done and everything and make your little clip of yourself speaking and then import that onto your Animoto timeline. So you're saying you can import your own stuff. But just if you want to do the advanced green screening stuff, you have to have that done in advance. So you're going to want to have an actual green screen in your video room or your office and then run that through your software and get it done first. All right. That makes a lot of sense. All right, so here's a tactic that somebody's asking about is, and I'm gonna read the question to you actually. This person said, you know, they are getting more into LinkedIn marketing and they're making all kinds of connections, on average about 25 connections a day. The challenge is they don't have time for 25 connections a day times X to get people moved beyond just being a LinkedIn connection to being somebody they're connecting with. So they have this idea that what they'd like to do is make the connection, say hi, and then say and they say something to the effect of, you know, I've made this short little video that explains what I bring to the world and to show you the potential value of us being connected. If you'd like to take a second and look at this and let me know your thoughts, good, bad, or ugly. So I want to get your thoughts on that as a potential strategy, because I'm already seeing, if you feel that that is something that in your experience works well in the world, that a person could easily use Animoto to create a little commercial about themselves if they don't want to go through the whole hassle of coming up with the right mic and the right background and everything else, just make a nice little catchy commercial.
Absolutely. I think, you know, I think what that speaks to in part is that what we're seeing on social media now is that I think, you know, maybe one of the perceptions or misperceptions is that video on social media is just for kind of creating awareness or for, you know, for kind of creating awareness of your brand. But really what's happening is you're able to use video along the whole kind of a customer journey or, you know, along every kind of part of your funnel. So in this example on LinkedIn, you know, we're not using video just to try to get leads, but once we get leads or once we get connected with folks, we're kind of further along now in our, you know, customer journey or in our, you know, in our funnel. And we're kind of at the point where we're trying to inform them or convert them or to have them kind of take some specific action, right? Or even, you know, possibly even make a purchase depending on what it is, or at least, you know, schedule a consultation or something like that. So what we're seeing, I think what's important to remember is on social media, it's not just about creating awareness. It's really social media is able to serve every part of the customer journey in the funnel. In fact, I remember a couple weeks ago, I went on this website, Bombas, to buy socks, and I realized, wow, I had already made the decision to buy these socks before ever even going to this website, and I realized I had learned all this stuff about Bombas on social media before even going to their website. So in many ways, more and more social media is kind of becoming the face of, you know, of your company, where people are already moving along pretty far in that kind of decision path before even getting to your site. So absolutely, I think that's a great tactic of how do you not only, you know, invite people into your world with interesting content, but once you kind of have developed the start of a dialogue, how do you give them more information, to more relevant information to kind of lure them to to the action that you want them to take, whether it's, you know, give you an email or pick up the phone or visit a website or whatever it is you want them to do.
Yeah, see, I'm so glad you said that, because when this person shared with me this idea, I think it's great, because, you know, I'm pretty active on LinkedIn. I'm one of those people that I do a lot of business conversation on LinkedIn, and on Facebook I do a lot of personal networking conversations. So somebody goes to my personal Facebook page and they're going to see a lot of stuff about I'll talk some business, but I'm really sharing a lot of stuff about cats and cat videos because I have cats, and I'm ranting about the power of introverts and how selfies kill people and all this other stuff that my audience finds just absolutely hilarious. But the reason I do that on Facebook is because if you've made it to my Facebook, I'm selective about who I friend. I don't have the 5,000 friends. I'm nowhere near it. And I'm fine with that because I actually know who almost all my connections are, or at least remember why and how I connected with them in the first place, even if our usual conversation is, hey, happy birthday. All well and good. But on there, I'm seeing a potential use for Animoto because I can introduce a little more business conversation and do it in a fun way, because I've tested this myself. I've stacked a rant about how happy I was that a networking function got canceled so that I could do what I really wanted to do, next to a post about my upcoming webinar. The post about the upcoming webinar got one like. My rant about how I was so happy I didn't have to go out that night got 32 likes, 6 loves, 9 wows, and 42 comments. So in that platform, I found that works.
Yeah, I mean, and a big part of that, I suspect, is because video just amplifies you, right? We were talking about the importance of being human, or about, you know, doing what already works. You know that you and your personality and your rants and what you have to say are already interesting, and so video just kind of gives you a way to really amplify that.
Right.
But I think, you know, I think another thing that really points to, I think, for all of us to remember is, you know, half the battle is getting that new follower, that new connection, that new customer, that new subscriber. But the other half of our battle, right, as business owners, is to make sure that we keep our audience, that we keep our followers, that we keep our customers, that we keep our subscribers. And so it's not just about getting people to do something for the first time. You know, we're using video to keep people engaged and entertained and informed and educated. You know, for you, you know, you have regular content, you have, you know, regular points of view that you're communicating to an ever-growing audience that wants to continue to listen to you, and so they're just as important as the people who've never listened to you before. For us, same thing. Of course, we want to get new subscribers, but for us, a big part of what we're doing with video is not about reaching out to new. It's about continuing to nurture and educate our existing customers and make sure they're as successful as they can be with our product and service. So it's not just that top of the funnel. It's about developing a loyal community, a loyal audience, raving fans. You know, promoters, whatever the lingo is, retention, it's video is a fantastic way to keep those people engaged and be loyal to you.
Right. So where I was going with this is I'm seeing, like, say, through my Facebook interaction, and this could be for our listeners as well, for those of us who are discovering that just being a person and showing people your personal side through the Facebook platform, especially on your personal profile, is just proven by the numbers to be so much more engaging algorithmically, that we could use short entertaining videos to weave in a little business chat every once in a while, just so there's people who are enjoying your rants and enjoying your hobbies and enjoying your cats and dogs and everything can see, hey, I'm a business person too, and if this is of interest to you, then hey, come on over here, let's talk business. Now with LinkedIn, obviously, fortunately with LinkedIn, that is very much a business type platform, so most of what you see on LinkedIn is related to business. Now, there are some people out there who are actually trying to include cat videos just for fun and political rants and stuff like that. I'm thinking, come on, wrong platform. But the good news about LinkedIn is most of the people who are there and serious about it are there because they want to do business. So these types of commercials would be especially effective there as well. So what I'm getting at is the versatility of it. And then if you want to look at Twitter and Instagram, which are like these feeds that fly by you, and you can put up these very short videos. That's a great way of adding content to those platforms, which really, you know, you find with Twitter, I mean, unless you're super engaging, you have a large audience hanging on your every thread, and you can write creatively, you're going to have your best work with Twitter sharing memes and videos. That's just my experience.
Yeah, and, you know, you bring up a great point. You know how you're just kind of rolling your eyes a bit, and you're like, oh, come on, guys, the wrong platform. I think a big mistake, and part of what contributes to the sea of noise and crap out there, is people are taking their content or you know, in this case, videos, and taking the same video or the same content, and they're just plastering it across all the different social platforms. And I think what we need to learn as businesses is that people actually use these platforms. This is not rocket science. If we think about it, people use these platforms in different ways. And so the cheat sheet here is basically Facebook is great for updates, like what's new. Instagram is fantastic for people are going there to be inspired, like what are ideas or what's inspiration I can get here. Twitter is really all about what's happening in the moment, what's literally happening now. It's so ephemeral. It's like really about capturing that moment, like what's happening this afternoon or what am I about to do.
Right.
And YouTube in many ways is some people actually say it's not even like a social platform where you're going to connect with your friends and colleagues. It's really more of become like a search repository for video where people want to go to learn. So YouTube is where people want to learn about something, and they're actually willing to watch longer things or, you know, sit down and watch with audio because they're already opted in to wanting to learn about something. So that's a fantastic place for your demos or your how-tos. And of course, LinkedIn is really your first go-to place if you're, you know, if you're a B2B or, you know, trying to make connections in the business world. You know, but even then, right, let's be mindful that people are there for a specific reason. They're on these different platforms for specific reasons. We have to be mindful of the type of content that we're putting on each platform.
Yeah, and you know what? You must be genius level here because you kind of read my mind. Because I had one more listener question that was pre-submitted, and here it is. They were asking, hey, I do Facebook Lives all the time. Can I just take those Facebook Lives and put them on my YouTube channel too? And a lot of the advice I've seen out there says don't just download that video off Facebook and put it on YouTube because those are two different platforms. And I heard somebody who's a well-known video expert who's a friend of mine say, whew, glad I was able to jump in here. We saved a life today. So I gather, you know, based on that little cheat sheet you just gave us, which I just typed down furiously in a notepad, by the way, and I encourage all of our listeners to subscribe to iTunes so you can back and listen to this again. I gather from that you probably don't want to just download your Facebook Lives directly onto YouTube because they are two different platforms. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, I mean, live is its own thing. But same thing, you know, let's think about what makes something interesting to watch live. So part of what's contributing to all the noise and, you know, we'll say crap content out there is people kind of jumped on the live video bandwagon, and they're just going live for any and old reason and just contributing to all the noise out there. But what makes live video compelling is, you know, basically you have to be able to answer why live. Why is this interesting now? Why is this interesting today? You know, is it something that's current? Is it something that's about to happen? Is it like an announcement? Is it a big reveal or a big, you know, product launch? Is something happening in the news right now? Is there an event going on that's right now? Like, people want to tune in to stuff that's happening right now for a reason. But if you're just going live and it could have been done whenever, A, people will sniff it out and they'll realize you're just kind of, you know, filling the platforms with crap. But also, you know, for you, you're going to have a hard time making an interesting live video when, hey, why not, if it's something that you could have done at any point of time, why not take the time to actually make it a bit better and a bit produced and get, you know, get the talking points right, make it shorter instead of long and rambling like we are, you know, live. So even for you as a business, you have, I think, it's more beneficial for you to take the time and make a nice, compact, short effective, efficient video than something that's just like live and long and sprawling. So, but if it's something live, like, you know, like a Billboard magazine, you know, sometime after covered the Women's March, right? That's a fantastic example of why you might do something live, because that's something going on right now. But if it's like an how-to, you don't need to do that live. Just capture it in a video and put it on YouTube.
Yeah, you know, with Facebook, I'm just going to use this as an example. If you have a business page, they have these new publishing options where you can choose to publish it now or schedule it for later. And you can also do it as a premiere. And what's really great about that is you can decide when to premiere that video, and you can also upload an image for your announcement post, so it will already be posted. So you can pre-record a video, upload that video, and then put up an image to say, this video will broadcast on Friday, January 4th at 4 p.m. Pacific, and it will say that from now until that date. I'm just making up that date. And there would be an image here that says coming soon, whatever you want to do. And then when it distributes, it will display this through this thing called Facebook Watch, which is almost like TV. Mm-hmm. So you can – I just want to point that out, that you can create something using a platform like Animoto. If it doesn't have to be live right this second, do something really, really epic and – have all those facets of the live experience and just have it take place then.
Absolutely. You know, if you think about, you know, not, I think the bottom line is not all videos are created equal, right? The more and the more, we'll call it evergreen it is, then, you know, arguably the more time you should spend making it great, because it will last for a long time and it'll be seen by a lot of people. But if it's something that's, you know, that's you know, temporary in time, like an event or a launch, or if it's maybe something less important, you know, we don't have to kill ourselves making that video perfect. We can just get it up. But certainly for anything that will stand the test of time or that you expect, you know, to be seen for several months, we can put some effort in making that, you know, quality video versus just turning on the record button and kind of shooting something out of your mouth.
Yeah. So I just wanted to highlight that, so you can combine Animoto with those types of technologies. I think – I don't have it right in front of me, but I think YouTube does something similar, and if it doesn't, it will soon, because they're always copying each other. And it's just another thing to think about. So hopefully what we've done over the course of the past hour here, Jason, and for all of our listeners, is show you a little bit about this Animoto and what it really means to you. It's a name that everybody's heard of, but not everybody understands what it actually does. So I hope we disambiguated that. And we've also given you some tactics to make your video more effective. So 2 minutes left before they shut us down. And I'd like to give one of those minutes to you, Jason. Somebody's on the edge of their seat. They want to learn more. They want to do more. They want to dig in. What is the next step? Where can they go?
Well, certainly, you know, we can all, if you're interested in Animoto, check out, you know, our tool at animoto.com. We've talked plenty about it. But for anyone else that just wants to get in touch, you know, we were saying it would be fun just to create like an audience out there in case you want to get in touch with me. So we'll create a page, animoto.com/BCRS, and I will put my contact info there and maybe some of the links to some of the stuff that we've talked about if you're interested about learning more. But certainly, you know, whether you're just getting started with all of this, or you're trying to figure out how to take your game to the next level with video, Don't hesitate to get in touch. I love, you know, as a business owner myself, I love talking to you all and hearing about what your challenges are and what your hopes and inspirations are and obviously anything with video. So animoto.com/BCRS, and I'll have a bunch of interesting info for you there.
Okay, great. For everybody listening, this has been fantastic. And Jason's show of Animoto, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. It's been an honor and an education and, candidly, a hell of a lot of fun.
Thanks, Adam. And congrats on the success of the show. It's been really awesome following you along, and it's been a real privilege just being a part of this. So thank you.
You bet. For everybody listening, this is Adam Homey, host of the Business Creators Radio Show. Please check out our previous and our upcoming episodes at www.businesscreatorsradio.com. businesscreatorsradioshow.com, where we help you win the game of business and marketing so you thrive from your intersection of your brilliance and your passion. Until next time, have a great day. Take care.